AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. On the eve of training camp for the Patriots, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has upheld the four-game suspension of New England's Super Bowl-winning quarterback Tom Brady.
The NFL released Commissioner Roger Goodell's decision in a 20-page statement. Tom Brady's four-game suspension, handed down in May and appealed in June, stands. Goodell says the main bit of information that came out of the appeal was that Brady had destroyed his cell phone in March, right at the time he was to be interviewed about underinflated footballs used in the AFC Championship game. Goodell says Brady knew investigators were interested in the thousands of messages sent and received on that phone. Brady denies having been aware of any deliberate scheme to take the air out of footballs before the game. Goodell says he doesn't find that denial credible. Warren Levinson, New York.
The First Lady of Football is excited about becoming an assistant linebacker coach for the Arizona Cardinals.
I could not have dreamed big enough to imagine that this day would ever come.
Jen Welter says members of the Cardinals organization have been wonderful to her.
Every single one of them just taking me into the fold and being like, we are so glad to have you. Let's learn. You know, what do you need to know? What do you, anything hanging you up? How can we make you feel more comfortable?
The Northern New York prison employee who helped two killers escape last month pleaded guilty today to charges that will send her to prison. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says authorities believe a guard is the only other person involved.
At this time, there are no other individuals who have been identified through the investigation as being involved directly or indirectly with the June 6, 2015 escape.
One of the inmates was killed, the other captured. Convicted spy Jonathan Pollard is going to be freed this fall. He's expected to seek permission to move to Israel immediately. Israel paid Pollard for U.S. intelligence secrets. This is AP Radio News. An archaeological discovery in historic Jamestown.
The researchers concentrated on the floor of the 1608 Anglican church built at the Jamestown colony, digging near what they think was the altar.
We have discovered four of the first founders of English America.
Jamestown Rediscovery President James Horn, at least one of the men, Captain Gabriel Archer, died during the starving time when many colonists perished due to disease, starvation, and battles with Indians. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Authorities say a six-year-old boy was killed and at least 11 people were hurt today when a church bus crashed along I-70 near Indianapolis. State police say the driver had a suspended license. The son and ex-daughter-in-law of late black golf pioneer Charlie Sifford were indicted today in Cleveland on charges they stole more than $1 million from him. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.